Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ragga flavor drum and bass breakbeat chain in Ableton Live 12, and the big mission is simple: make it sound cut up, carved, and hard, without losing headroom. So think of this as energy budgeting. Every extra transient, every saturation move, every parallel layer costs you room somewhere else. The trick is to make the break feel aggressive in the mids and top, while keeping the low end tight and under control so the bass line still has somewhere to live. We are going to use stock Ableton devices only, so you can repeat this anywhere. And we're aiming for that classic DNB feel where the break sounds loud and exciting, but the master is still breathing, not smashed, not choked, just focused. Start by loading a classic break. Think, Amen, Hot Pants, Apache, anything with strong snare detail and some ghost notes. For this lesson, the Think Break vibe is perfect, because it already has that funky, slightly dusty energy that works beautifully in ragga jungle and rolling DNB. Drag the break into an audio track and set the project tempo to around 170 BPM. If the break needs warping, use Complex Pro if you want the loop to stay smooth and natural, or Beats if you want punchier chopped playback. If there's low-end rumble in the original sample, don't worry about that yet. We're going to clean it properly. Now chop it up. You can right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, then slice by transient or even by eighth notes if the loop is already tight. This gives you a drum rack with individual hits, which is exactly what you want for ragga style rearranging. This is where the fun starts. Don't just loop the break straight through. Think in terms of cuts, rewires, and little DJ style interruptions. Build a two bar pattern with a strong downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, a few ghost hits leading into the snare, and a small fill at the end of bar 2. You want the first bar to drive, then the second bar to answer back with a little more attitude. Before you add any high processing, clean the low end. This is the most important move in the whole chain if you want headroom. Put a Q8 on the break group and high pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz depending on the sample. If your bass line is huge, you can go even higher. The point is to let the bass zone sub and low bass region. Then look at the muddy area. If the break feels boxy or crowded, try cutting around 180 to 300 Hz. If it feels papery or congested, check 400 to 700 Hz. If the snare is a bit sharp or harsh, gently tame 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if the top is too dull, a small shelf around 8 to 12 kHz can bring back a little air. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They make the break feel huge and solo by leaving too much low end in it. Then the bass comes in. The limiter starts working too early, and suddenly the mix feels smaller, not bigger. Cleaning the break is how you gain headroom instead of burning it. Now carve with intention. Don't just cut frequencies because you can. Think about what the track actually needs. In drum and bass, your main priorities are usually the sub, the mid-bass, the snare crack, and the top-end detail of the break. So if the bass is living in the low mids, make a little more room there. If the break is too honky, carve a bit around 500 to 900 Hz. If you need more snap, add a subtle boost around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep the moves broad and musical unless you're chasing a specific resonance. If you want more controlled shaping, multiband dynamics is a great stock option. Use it gently, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction in the low band, 1 to 3 in the mids, and leave the highs mostly alive. You're not trying to flatten the groove, you're just tightening the balance. Next, add drum bus after the EQ. This is one of the best stock devices for breakbeat energy. Start with drive around 5 to 15%, a little transient boost, and keep boom off or very low unless you specifically want low thump and you've checked it against the bass. In ragga DNB, you usually want more snare snap and break edge, not extra sub from the drums. Use the dry/wet control to blend it in. If the break starts sounding pushed but not better, back off. Then bring in compression, but use it like a glue tool, not a panic button. A compressor with a 10 to 30 millisecond attack and an 80 to 150 millisecond release can let the transient through while tightening the tail. Keep the ratio moderate, maybe 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, and aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. If you prefer glue compressor, use a fast or medium attack and let soft clip help smooth the peaks a bit. Now for the bigger sound without losing headroom. Parallel processing. Set up a return track or a duplicate bus and send the break to it. On that return, use a QA to high pass around 120 Hz, then add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip on, then maybe a compressor to keep it stable. You can even add a touch of redux if you want a gritty, dusty edge. Blend that return in quietly under the dry break. The dry signal keeps the punch. The parallel bus adds density and excitement. That's how you get bigger without just making it louder. A key move here is peak control. Ragga-cut breaks often have sharp snare transients and chopped accents that can spike quickly. Saturator with soft clip can help catch those peaks and make the break feel thicker. Just remember the rule. If it sounds louder but not better, it's too much. Always level match when you compare bypass and on, because your ears will often prefer the louder version even when it isn't actually stronger. If the brake still feels unstable, use utility at the end of the chain to trim output a few dB. That's a simple but very effective way to keep the channel under control before it hits the rest of the mix. Now add a second percussion layer if needed. This can be rimshots, shakers, congas, little vocal chops, or tiny ghost hits. Keep it thin. High pass at around 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the level lower than the main brake, and use it to add motion and detail rather than clutter. Treat ghost percussion like a brushstroke, not a second lead drum kit. Arrangement matters just as much as processing. A raw loop won't feel like a record until it starts breathing. Build an 8-bar structure where the first 2 bars are your main chopped break. Bars 3 and 4 add more ghost hits or hat activity. Bars 5 and 6 pull back slightly, and bars 7 and 8 build into a fill, reverse hit, vocal stab, or snare roll into the drop. That ragga-style cut and answer energy makes the loop feel alive. You can also create little reload moments, muting the drums for a beat, dropping in a vocal stab, and bringing the break back with extra force is a classic jungle move. And if the bass line has a signature phrase, simplify the drums around it. Sometimes the biggest sounding move is giving the bass room to speak. Keep checking headroom as you go. For the break group, a good working target is roughly minus 12 to minus 8 dB peak. For the full drum bus, maybe around minus 10 to minus 6 dB depending on the arrangement. And before mastering, leave at least 6 dB of headroom on the mix bus. The master meter is a warning light, not a goal. If it starts reacting too early, the problem is usually low mid buildup, too much parallel level, or too much compression. Here are the most common mistakes to avoid. First, leaving too much low end in the break. That's the fastest way to wreck headroom. Second, overcompressing and flattening the life out of the chop. Third, saturating muddy audio before you've cleaned it up. Fourth, making the parallel bus too loud so it turns into a second mix instead of support. And fifth, ignoring the bass line. A break that sounds massive alone can still be a disaster once the sub comes in. If you want to go a level deeper, try a frequency split approach. Keep one lane focused on low mid body and snare weight, and another lane focused on hats and top end texture. Process them separately, so you can shape the groove more precisely. Or layer two different breaks, one for body and one for top end grit. That gives you a bigger rhythm without forcing one sample to do all the work. A nice advanced touch is micromute editing. Instead of adding more notes, remove tiny bits. Cut a kick tail before a snare. Drop a hat on the last 16th before a fill. Silence one ghost hit so the next one hits harder. That's very jungle, and it creates excitement without raising peak levels. For a quick practice run, try this. Load a think-style break, slice it to a drum rack, and build a 2-bar loop. Put EQ 8 first, with a high pass around 120 Hz and a small cut around 250 Hz. Add drum bus with moderate drive and a decent transient boost, but leave boom off. Follow that with a glue compressor for a light 2 dB of gain reduction max. Then use utility to trim if needed. After that, create a return track with EQ, saturator, and compressor and blend it in until the break feels bigger without the peaks jumping too far. If you've done it right, the break should feel tough, rhythmic, and spacious enough for a heavy bass line. That's the whole formula. Chop the ragga break, clean the low end, carve the muddy mids, add controlled saturation and compression, and keep the peak levels disciplined so the groove stays loud without eating your headroom. Remember this one idea. In drum and bass, heavier usually means better controlled, not just louder. That's the real power move. If you want, I can turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic hype-style script, or a step-by-step Ableton session walkthrough next.